Check one. Check two. You're listening to Boyfriend on Demand.
I'm glad the shower was okay for you. You did take a while, but I guess that's alright. You've been planning our exams for quite a while, huh? I can see that. Good work today, though. Oh yeah? It was pretty, I gotta say. If anything, he might have what it takes to go to art school. I mean, sure, it's going to be expensive, but maybe we can help him get a scholarship. Don't you think? And besides, he's a great asset to the arts club. So I don't want to make him waste his talents just like that. Yeah, I guess you could say that. He's very passionate about art. And take it as you will, but I kind of see myself in him somehow. I don't know why, but there's just something about him that makes me think that he's gonna get far in life. So if I could give him that chance, I'll make sure he's on the right path. As much as I like talking to my students, I don't think career counseling would be for me. But I guess I can help him convince his parents. They're not really that supportive of him, you know, going to an art school. Yeah, well, in this day and age, people are more inclined to pursue business or anything that would make a lot of money, at least on paper. Seriously, what has this world become? I mean, hundreds of years ago, we were so prominent with arts like paintings, music, basically anything that's creative. It was the golden age for the beautifully inclined, if you can call it that. I guess it's what gave birth to a lot of talents, if you ask me. But I don't know, my point is, I've always wanted to become an artist when I was a kid, and I just want to give him that opportunity. Yeah, I wasn't the brightest one in the bunch, but I did try. But you, on the other hand, you're quite the opposite, aren't you? Graduated as one of the best in your class, almost at the top even. And here you are, choosing to teach the young for that sake. Or is there something else? You don't need to tell me. It's alright. I know it's a bit hard, especially when it's that kind of topic. But hey, you know you can always rely on me, right? Of course, I'm not kidding. I mean, you seem cool and I like being with you like this. I know you've been staying with me for about a week now. The only reason I invited you over was because you're apartment is too inconvenient for you. Not to mention, it's too hot during the day either. Least I can do is accompany you like this, you know? But seriously, if you ever need any more assistance or just someone to talk to, my door is always open. Is that right? I find that hard to believe. I mean, you're pretty easy to read, you know that, Professor? Yeah. Just like right now. I mean, you've been holding that beer can for a while now, even though it's already empty. I don't know, but it seems to me that you're a bit uneasy. Do I make you uncomfortable? No? Then, is it okay if I ask why? Is it because of what we did? I suppose that's the reason if it made you flinch a little. Listen, I know this might come off as a strange thing to say, but... Huh? What do you mean? Wait, so you actually liked it? Hold on. Wait, stop. If you say things like that, Professor, I don't know if I'll be able to hold myself back. So, give me some space to breathe, please. Let me get this straight. So you liked being touched? And you'll like it if it's me? I guess I was wrong. You're a lot more unpredictable than I thought. Yeah? I'd like to see that, actually. But I wonder what other people might think of that, Professor. Is it only me? I mean, am I the only one who knows this? Oh? How interesting. Then, would you be surprised if I told you I really, really want to do it with you again? Just like that. Look at you all flustered. I don't even think that's because of the alcohol. It was only my voice. What more if I touched you? What more if I hold you right now? Would you be against that? No? I see. Is it from affection? Yeah. I'm asking if you like me. Don't think of it like I'm backing you into a corner for a confession. I don't mind either way. What fascinates me, or rather, what interests me, is the reason why you're so intrigued by me. Why do you want to be touched by me that badly? What makes you so sensitive? Is it because you like my hands? Or the way that I talk to you when I touch you? Come on, Professor. Answer the question, please. If not, I might just have to teach you a lesson. What lesson? Well, that's for me to know. and for you to find out, don't you think? You're cute like this. I wonder what other kinds of faces you can make when I do a lot of things I want to do to you. Are you interested? You know, there are a lot of things I want to try out. I told you this before, but your body is very nice to look at. Very easy to draw. It's perfect in my eyes. I don't care about those insecurities you have, because in my eyes, you're already perfect. I mean it, Professor. You're beautiful. And I want to see your beautiful body with my own eyes. Yeah? Why do you think I've been holding back for the past week? I don't want to pounce on you if you're not comfortable with me. Besides, seeing you fidget whenever I'm doing something, I thought you were just nervous or shy. But was it because you were looking at my hands? I'm only holding your hand. It's okay, right? Good. When I hold it like this, is it okay? You've become so sensitive, yet I've only touched you a couple of times. What more if I touched you everywhere else? I wonder what kind of face you'll make when you lose yourself from that kind of pleasure. Are you curious about what'll happen? Because I am. Here, just take my hand. That's the only answer I need. 5 seconds, Professor. If you don't take it, we can just forget all of this ever happened. 5, 4, 3, 2. Smart choice.
Hey, did you enjoy the episode? Then consider liking the video and hitting the subscribe button. You can also turn your fantasies into a boyfriend on demand episode by leaving it down in the comments below. This episode would not be possible without my wonderful patrons on Patreon.